Hoo boy, you want to start a war? Start bringing religion into the conversation. Next thing you know, you got folks beating each other over the skull cap with a Koran or a Bible. I grew up thinking America was founded on a concept called separation of church and state. What a gullible little goober I was. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. When in Rome, etc. But that was then, and this is today. Rome is a seat of religion, kind of got some serious ideas about what's right and what's not. But you don't have to travel to Italy to get an edict. Hell, take a vacation in Mississippi, unless of course you're gay or a friend of a gay or a relative of a gay. Their collective religionists, mostly Christian, they got the word of God that tells them gays are an aberrance, an abhorrence in the eyes of the Lord. Says so in their Bible. You say you don't read their Bible? Well, sir, you maybe didn't know this country was a Christian country. God in God we trust, right there on your money. What more proof do you need? You ask, whose God are you talking about? The God of Mississippi, my friend. The God of the founders. The God maybe you don't pray to or even believe in. The God who doesn't want transgenders in their bathrooms, ye of little faith. The God who doesn't like Planned Parenthood. The God of the Old Testament, that's who. So you say you believe in tolerance? You believe in secular government? You give homosexuals equal rights to the God-fearing? You better believe you got a war on your hands. If my religion thinks the non-whites are inferior, I got no choice but to live by my creed, the one the Creator passed down, the one translated from the scrolls. My religion thinks women ought to serve us men. Well, don't expect me to respect any laws you pass that make it discrimination to treat them according to the text. You want to wage war on my religion, you better get ready, pal. You ask, what if some other religion has different views? What about respecting their beliefs? Maybe you weren't listening close. Their views are bogus. Our views are the truth. The whole truth, nothing but the truth, the only truth. Can we make it any clearer? So go ahead, make your laws, your secular commandments. Call us bigots, call us homophobes. Call us the American Taliban. You want a culture war? You already got one.